To understand this unusual and delightful pathology, we begin by recognizing the following odd fact. In spite of the fact that Rogers was a writer of unusually pure and strong melodies, that is, melodies that, strictly speaking, don't even need a lyric, in spite of that, we hardly ever hear his name mentioned without simultaneously mentioning the name of the lyricist with whom he happened to be working at the time. Thus, Richard Rogers did not write Manhattan. Rogers and Hart did, just as Rogers and Hammerstein wrote Climb Every Mountain. Rogers' relationship with his lyricists was critical. It was symbiotic, even cataclysmic. It not only affected the kind of music he wrote, but I think it affected, to some extent, the quality as well. It was, in short, the source of his schizophrenia. Nothing that Rogers wrote with Hammerstein sounds, except in the most marginal sense, like anything that he wrote with Hart. It's two different worlds.